the Annunciation has been completed, and during that it was revealed to the Blessed Mother that her cousin Elizabeth also was with child in her old age. And then the brilliance of the Virgin begins to shine. For knowing Elizabeth's advanced age, Mary knew that she would need assistance. And so, even despite the fact that she has just become the Mother of God, she shows that profound humility, that profound faith, by which she was always seeking to be charitable to others. And so, St. Luke tells us, she went in haste to the hill country, to the town where Elizabeth and her husband dwelled, and that day salvation would come to the home. And so this mystery of the visitation of the Blessed Virgin Mary shows us that that Our Lady's role in salvation will be an active role, because she will always be associated and cooperate with the mission of her Son. She is not merely a passive instrument, a vessel used by God to deposit his Son in her and then to have nothing to do with her once the mission is accomplished. But Our Lady will always be there, active, seeking to bring salvation to all souls and to all homes. And so this mystery of the visitation of the Blessed Virgin Mary to St. Elizabeth and St. Zechariah is really our mystery, because it illustrates that she wishes to come to every home, in every land, and at all times, and to all peoples, bringing with her that which alone she has been given to give to men, that is, the Son of God himself. And so, it is Our Lady who initiates this mystery with her humble fiat, in which she first declares that she is the servant, that is, the slave of the Lord, and it is Our Lady who begins to perpetuate that mystery. While the infant Christ is in her womb, she visits the home of Elizabeth, and it is through the voice of the mother that is initiated salvation that day in the home of St. Zechariah and St. Elizabeth. And so this mystery illustrates from the very beginning of the Incarnation the central role of Mary in the conversion of the world. She is the first one who truly is evangelical, because she brings the good news to the home of Elizabeth, and always and everywhere she maintains that extraordinary quality of her deep and profound humility. She immediately begins to draw attention to the Savior rather than to herself, and she gives all the credit to God, for she says very clearly that God has looked upon the lowliness of his handmaid and has raised her up and done great things. And this is the only reason why Our Lady declares that all generations will call her blessed, because all men and all hearts of goodwill until the end of time will see in the Blessed Virgin Mary the most extraordinary of God's works, who preserved her from the moment of her conception from all taint of original sin, thus preparing her to be the Mother of God. But always it is God who is working in her, and always it is Our Lady who strives to bring our attention to the God who is also our Savior, that is, her Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so she will cooperate in the bringing of the good news, and most especially she will cooperate in the redemption of the world on Mount Calvary, in which, sacrificing those maternal rights over her Son, she becomes the mother of all nations, of all times, and of all peoples. And so we see the delicate love of the Blessed Virgin Mary manifested in this most extraordinary incident, that she comes to each and every individual home, preparing that home ultimately for the reception of the Christ child. And when he is accepted, that home truly becomes a holy home, and it is through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary that that home will persevere. For she stayed 3 months in order to manifest and to convince St. Elizabeth and St. Zechariah the extraordinariness of this mystery, and she does it primarily by the exercise of charity, in which she attends to St. Elizabeth and her needs during her pregnancy with St. John the Baptist. And so let us strive also to understand this great mystery, that we become truly evangelical when we imitate the charity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, when we recognize that all we do by the grace of God, and that whatever good works are wrought in us are wrought, as Our Lady tells us, because God has looked upon our lowliness, and if we in any way manifest the humility of the Blessed Virgin Mary, He bestows upon us those graces by which we begin to imitate her and help enter into that mystery of cooperating with her in bringing about the advent of the Christ child into all homes, into all peoples, and to all times. And isn't this the most extraordinary way of conversion? Especially in a time when it seems that the forces that are arrayed against Christ, that the enemies of Christ seem to have the upper hand, let us always remember that in their pride, they will not look for the Christ child in each and every individual home, because they have thought in their haughty minds that they have destroyed the family. But the family truly reigns where the love of Christ and Mary and Saint Joseph reigns. And so let us strive to bring that love to each and every home, so that when the enemies of Christ recognize that the memory of Christ has not departed from this world, it will be too late for them. And so the victory of Christ will be manifested in our times and in our culture, because the reign of Christ will be established over our society as that reign begins to be established over the home of Saint Zechariah and Saint Elizabeth this day, and each and every home, that in imitation of Saint Zechariah and Saint Elizabeth, accept into their home the Blessed Virgin Mary and the gift that she comes to bring. Our Lady knocks on every home throughout the whole world, and she invites and she knocks, and when the door is open, she simply has one thing to say: I have a great gift to give you. Will you allow me in? If she is rejected, she does not despair or depart. She tries all manner and all ways to ultimately have that home accept the Christ child. And so let us first and foremost seek to accept that gift in our own lives, so that like the Blessed Mother, we can go out and give that gift to all children and to all families and to all fathers and to all mothers, and so ultimately bring about an advent of a new Christendom, a greater Christendom than the Christendom of the past, because the new Christendom recognizes in a more extraordinary way the central role of the Blessed Virgin Mary in the salvation of the family, and hence in the salvation of the world, in the establishment of a true culture, because it is a culture based on charity, not based on pride. It is a culture based on the love of God, not on the hatred of Almighty God. And ultimately, it is a culture who seeks the eternal salvation of souls, not the fleeting pleasures that bring a false joy and a false sense of salvation to many in this day and in this age. And so let us pray this day that the Blessed Virgin Mary will be allowed to visit every home in every nation and to all peoples, so that the Christ child may again begin to reign over the whole of society, so that what is established is that which all souls were created to do, first and foremost to worship their good God, and then receiving from Him the graces to build up a culture that witnesses to that love, because that love is based not on any fleeting pleasures in this life, but on an eternal promise that if we are faithful to God, we will receive that which alone can sustain happiness in the human heart for all eternity. That is the vision of our good God by way of the beatific vision for all eternity in the kingdom of God, that is the heavenly kingdom, that is to come after a life of trial and tribulation in this world, in which we have truly entrusted ourselves to the care of the Blessed Virgin Mary, so that her gift, sustained in us in this life, sees its fruition in the life to come, where we no longer see by faith, but we see by way of vision. And so, in the end, that charity which the Mother of God begins to manifest today alone remains, because We see God as he is and have acquired that which alone can bring joy to our hearts.
Et Jesus.